In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey, or a second tunic, or sandals, or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it, and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your word, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. There was James, who had a very rough childhood. He was not taken care of by his father. He was born outside of wedlock, and so the father abandoned him. For a long time, he was so angry with the father, until he met a priest who talked to him about the need to let go, the need to reconcile with his father. And he explained to him that there is a bond that cannot be broken between him and his father. And so he was able to forgive his father. That is the story of James. But what we hear often is that we hear stories about children who were well brought up, well taken care of by their parents. But at some point in life, they become rebellious. They begin to do their own thing, go their own way, and wouldn't listen to their parents. They cause their parents pain. And some parents actually fall into the temptation of disowning such children. Today we hear in the first reading from the prophet Hosea a very beautiful reading, and some scholars, they are of the opinion that this is one of the most beautiful readings in the Bible. And it says, "When Israel was a child, I loved him. Out of Egypt, I called my son. But the more I called them, the farther they went from me, sacrificing to Baals, burning incense to idols." The prophet Hosea gave us this reading, this prophecy, showing us the love that God has for Israel, showing us the love God has for us, has for humanity. He took care of Israel as a child, but at some point, Israel abandoned God. He didn't know God any longer. But God didn't give up. And that is the story of humanity. That is our story. God does a lot for us, but sometimes we wander away from Him. But His love is ever constant. He never abandons His children. So this text shows His love for us. His love that is everlasting. And in that love, in the gospel, Jesus Christ sent His disciples out to proclaim the kingdom, to proclaim freedom to the whole world. And He told them, He reminded them that there is a possibility of meeting resistance. There's a possibility of meeting lack of appreciation. He prepared them for that. And today we celebrate the martyrs, Saint Augustine, Zao, and his companions who were martyred in China. They are missionaries who were sent by Christ to reach out, to proclaim the kingdom, to tell humanity that God loves them and God never abandons them. But what happened in return? They were killed. They paid with their life. And so, as we appreciate the love of God for us, He's not giving up on us. Let us remember to pray for missionaries, messengers of God, whom God has sent to the end of the world to reach out, to proclaim the kingdom, so that they will be courageous, especially when they are met with resistance, so that they will not give up. Let us also pray for ourselves, never to give up, especially when we meet those who we love, who we should love to, and in return, they repay us with lack of appreciation. We pray that Jesus Christ will always help us, give us the grace to always look up to Him in every situation we find ourselves.